Each of us travels this life, and each of us passes similar mile markers. How one responds to these encounters separates the travelers. We will deal with joy and sorrow, success and failure, youth and aging, health and sickness, and life and death. This life and its circumstances is a crucible, 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Those possessed of the spirit of childlike faith in Christ travel with a secret roadmap with specific instructions on how to handle each encounter along the way. A couple of uncommon instructions would be 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, and Romans 8:21, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In the midst of life's journey, those with the secret roadmap also travel on a secret highway, even an invisible highway in the midst of a highway. The prophet Isaiah speaks of it in chapter 35, 8 and 9, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Christ Jesus is the secret highway. Have you found this secret roadmap? Do you travel on this secret highway where you give thanks in everything and where everything works to your good, even in the apparent bleakest of times? Jesus calls this place of new beginnings born again. Have you yet to be born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Would you like to start all over again, fresh and new, without sin and shame? Would you like the shackles of sin broken off of you? Today is your day of salvation. Today, you can participate in the greatest miracle of all time. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now, for today's subject. God said, John 14:5-6, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God said, Acts 4:10-12, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. God said, Mark 16:15-16, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Man said, if Jesus ever even existed, he was not virgin-born, but a bastard son. He was just another child born out of wedlock. If he was crucified, he died a malefactor's death. Now the record. Did you know that the Jewish position, unredeemed Jews, is that Jesus was not virgin-born, but born out of wedlock? A historian said Christ was called Mary's bastard. This theological position of blasphemy and denial was taken because if Christ was miraculously virgin-born, then the Jews and the Roman Gentiles crucified God's Messiah. Around 800 years before Christ, this prophetic passage was written in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 775 that will once again certify the full inerrancy of God's holy word. All of these beautiful features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the building up of the faith and its platforms from which to convince the gainsayers that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Number two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. Number three, imagine you can download nearly 270 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for visiting. May God magnify within you the joy of eternal salvation. No Tolerance, the Australian syndicated talk show host, wanted to know whether the gospel we preached had tolerance. It's disconcerting to many, even in Christianity, that Jesus has zero tolerance. When you consider pivotal biblical verses recited above that say Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no access to God but through Him, or that there is no other name under heaven by which men can be saved, or the Great Commission in Mark that offers only two options, believe, be baptized, and be saved, or unbelief and be damned, it becomes obvious that the Word of God has zero tolerance. The Australian interviewer never considered that the very nature of truth is zero tolerance. 2 + 2 = 4, and 3.999 just won't do. Jesus Christ is the truth, and there is no other way to life and life more abundantly, even eternal life. Man is always looking for another way. In the Garden of Eden, the mother of all living was offered another way, and she cast off faith in God and embraced it. Her husband lamely followed. The result has been devastating and deadly. Yet in the face of apparent failure, carnal man continues to seek another way. In the academic world, discoveries are regularly revealed that shout God and creation, God and living, but carnaldom will seek another way. The entire doctrine of evolution permeates society and is structured to explain all the marvels of the universe into the framework of time and chance, entirely discarding the notion of the Bible's creator God. Man seeks another way. When the skeptics are confronted with perplexing info that upends their unbelief, they seek out rescuing devices to stop the bleeding. It's no longer just an anomaly uncovered in the 1990s. Soft tissue discovered in so-called 65-million-year-old dinosaur bones is now being discovered in many other fossil types. The headline in the January-February 2016 issue of Discover magazine reads, "Dinosaur soft tissue found in the strangest places." A few excerpts follow. An off-the-clock project begun on a whim may cause paleontologists and museum curators to rethink their fossil collections. Preserved soft tissue from dinosaurs is limited to a handful of specimens, in all but the most unusual circumstances. The tissue breaks down quickly after death. Even remnant proteins were believed to last a few million years at most. The museum was worried we would destroy whatever they gave us, so they gave us bad samples that were just sitting there for more than 100 years, says Bertazzo. Bertazzo was shocked when he saw what appeared to be blood cells in the fossils. Maidment was skeptical. "I thought it had to be bacteria or pollen or modern contamination." But additional research has confirmed that the structures resembling blood cells and collagen protein fibers, key elements of connective tissue, were preserved in 6 of 8 fragments. The findings mean that even subpar fossils discarded at digs or tossed in museum collection junk drawers could yield valuable evidence about how dinosaurs lived and evolved, end of quotes. Evolutionists need a rescuing device. Instead of the obvious, the fossils are thousands and not millions of years old, they suggest, the discovery opens a new avenue into studying dinosaur physiology and could spur changes in how fossils are analyzed, end of quote. Man seeks another way. The November 6, 2015 issue of The Week, under the heading of Life on Early Earth, you'll find, "But by studying tiny crystals that form in magma called zircons, geochemists at the University of California at Los Angeles found microscopic flecks of pure carbon with a signature indicating it had been left behind by living organisms 4.1 billion years ago. Life on Earth may have started almost instantaneously, says study co-author Mark Harrison. With the right ingredients, life seems to form very quickly. End of quote. Life started almost instantaneously, and of course the obligatory billions of years. Try the Bible's creation of the universe and all of its life in 6 24-hour days. Exodus 20, verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Another feature in the week, July 31, 2015, concerning the up-close images of Pluto, explains the quandary in which cosmologists find themselves. Excerpts follow. It's just blowing my mind. More surprising still is the absence of large impact craters, which suggest a dwarf planet has been paved over by geological activity in the last 100 million years. That's relatively recent, given the solar system's 4.6 billion year age. That activity was likely caused by internal heat. What produced that heat in the frozen world, geologists cannot say. It's going to send a lot of scientists back to the drawing board, said Alan Stern, the mission's principal investigator, end of quote. Where are the craters? Lack thereof suggests young. What is the rescuing device? A mysterious paving company. Man looks for another way. Consider a biblical perspective of the Pluto issue from the October-December 2015 Answers magazine under the heading Pluto's Young Surface. On July 15, 2015, NASA released the first close-up images of Pluto taken by the New Horizons space probe. What the photos revealed was a shock to scientists who believed in a 4.5-billion-year-old solar system. The preliminary photos of Pluto's surface indicate far fewer craters than expected. While earlier wide-field views of half of Pluto's surface seemed to show a few craters, the first close-up appeared to have none. Planetary scientists committed to a belief in a 4.5-billion-year-old solar system are at a complete loss to explain the lack of craters on Pluto. In such a long time, millions more objects could have collided with Pluto's surface. But it gets worse. Pluto also has a nitrogen atmosphere that is leaking away. After billions of years, all of its nitrogen should be long gone. These considerations demonstrate that Pluto is a very young object. But why should believers be shocked? We should expect more confirmations of a young universe as NASA's space exploration continues. End of quote. Man is looking for another way. But as in this example, is always turned on his head. October 20, 2015 issue of the week. In 1998, the Australian astronomers picked up mysterious radio signals that thrilled alien enthusiasts. Not until this year did they figure out the source, a microwave oven on the observatory's campus, end of quote. They're looking for another way. Jesus frames it well in John chapter 10, 1, verses also 7 and 9. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Man seeks another way, but there is no other way. God said, John 14, 5 and 6, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God said, Acts chapter 4, 10 through 12, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. God said, Mark 16, 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Man said, If Jesus Christ ever even existed, he was not virgin born, but a bastard son. He was just another child born out of wedlock. If he was crucified, he died a malefactor's death. Now you have the record.